Well, we don't have an intro yet to our new sports trivia portion of the show. I'll get some kind of music to play along, but this is the intro today. Me explaining that I don't have intro music to sports trivia. It is our first ever edition of, I guess, like a game show sports trivia. You know, I've asked you a bunch of sports trivia questions over the year, but this is the first edition of the game show sports trivia. And my friend Zach from back home, he is the Legion head baseball coach of Jordan, Minnesota, down in the Twin Cities area, a little south of the Twin Cities, I suppose. Are you technically still Twin Cities, or at least like the metropolitan area?
You know, that's a tough question. Mm-hmm. I always say that we're kind of a suburb of a suburb.
Sure.
Because we're on the very outskirts. It's about 35 or 40 minutes to downtown Minneapolis, like from my driveway. Mm. So some people would consider us a suburb, some would not. For most of my life, I would say yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I just kind of lumped the whole area together and just kind of called it the Twin Cities. I kind of figured that, but anyhow. So Zach is a buddy from college. We both went to UW River Falls. And it's finally paying off dividends that he's friends with me, because, you know, when you're friends with a big-time celebrity like myself hosting a radio show with, you know, in a town of 2,500 people, yeah, there's some benefits to it. Let me tell you.
Right, absolutely. I've gotten to know quite a few media moguls like yourself in my years.
Well, hey, you were a media mogul. You still are a media mogul.
I suppose technically that's sort of true. not quite on your scale.
Oh, yes. Nobody's on my scale. Let me tell you that, man. So this is how it's going to go. Since we're doing this at 8 o'clock, or 8:10 technically, we're going to do 8 trivia questions. It's going to kind of be the 8 at 8. And how it's going to be laid out, I gave Zach two subjects that he'd like to have questions in. So he picked the Minnesota Twins in the NFL. So I gave him two Twins-related questions, I gave him two NFL-related questions, and then I picked the other two subjects for the remaining four questions. And the other two subjects, you ready for this, Zach?
Yep.
Missouri Valley football.
Oh, boy, that's wheelhouse.
and then I went golf. I went Mo Valley football and golf.
Okay, very interesting. The golf category should be... depending on the questions, could be pretty tricky for me.
See, I thought out of everybody that's going to end up calling into the show and playing this game, I thought you'd have the best chance at getting some golf questions right. So I went golf for you.
I do watch quite a bit. I'm very much a frequent Sunday afternoon final round watcher.
Yep, excellent. So I say let's get this rolling. So if you get it correct, you're going to hear this sound, and if you get it incorrect, you'll hear. You know, just like every other game show on the face of this earth. So just copying everyone. So which subject would you like to go with first? Mo Valley football, golf, Twins, or the NFL?
Let's start with the Twins.
Start with Twins. All right. Got a couple questions with the Minnesota Twins. Here we go. Let's see, which one do I want to pick first? Let's go with this one. What year did the Twins franchise move to Minnesota? And actually, let me clarify. Let's just say, what was the first year that the Twins franchise played in Minnesota? So what was the first season?
The first time that they played in Minnesota.
As a Minnesota franchise, yeah.
Right. So they were the Washington Senators.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the correct answer is 1961.
Ah, well done. Right on the nose. 1961. Correct. Question number two for the Minnesota Twins. This one might be a little trickier. I'm not sure. You might know it. Who has the worst winning percentage as a manager in Twins history? And keep in mind, I'm gonna count it just as Minnesota history, not the Washington portion.
Okay. Oh boy. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
There were some rough years for TK when he first took it over before they ever won a World Series. And Gardy had a good track record. Molly, for the most part. I'm going to say TK, Tom Kelly.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Yeah. It is, I didn't know this guy, thought maybe you would. Billy Gardner was the manager's name from 1981 through 1985. He had a winning percentage of .278.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Yeah, not great. By the way, the best, I mean, if you want to count it, I guess, since it's only 1 year, but Rocco Baldelli's got that honor right now.
Right. Was there a minimum for this? Did there have to be a certain number of games that were coached?
I just kind of looked at the worst winning percentage in Minnesota, and I think Billy was the worst in 4 years, so I was like, well, that's good enough. Billy Gardner, you lose.
Yeah,
man.
That's a fair sample size.
Yep. All right, which subject do you want to go with next? Mo Valley football, golf, or the NFL?
Let's do golf.
Golf. All right, let's do golf. We'll start with the easier of the two. Which golfer was nicknamed the Golden Bear?
The Golden Bear.
Hmm.
Boy. And this is the easier of the two?
I think so. I would assume so.
Oh boy.
Maybe I overestimated your golf.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I think it's got to be one of the old. It's got to be like some. If you said it was easy, it's got to be like one of the all timers. Mm. So I'm gonna say Jack Nicklaus.
Ah, well done. Way to use that big old brain in your noggin. Nice job. All right, so we got 2-for-1 so far. This one would be tougher, but I feel like it would also come up on a broadcast. You may have seen it before. We'll find out.
Okay.
Who was the first non-American to win the Masters?
I think this is relatively recent. I'm going to say Miguel Angel Cabrera.
I am sorry, that is incorrect. It was Gary Player back in 1961. He's from South Africa.
So not relatively recent.
No. Well, I mean, depending on your, your definition of relative, so maybe.
Right. And I honestly didn't know Gary Player was not from the United States.
Yep. Yeah, I guess he's South African. I didn't know that either, but again, I thought you'd be one of the brighter golf minds I'd talked to on this show, so you got the question.
Yeah, you need to talk to some more golf people, it sounds like.
All right, so you're batting 500 so far. We got Mo Valley football and the NFL left. What do you want?
Yeah, let's do Missouri Gibb Valley Conference football.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. this one, let's see, which one do I want to go with first? You're a big South Dakota State fan, so you might know this one. What year were both North Dakota State and South Dakota State admitted to the Missouri Valley Conference for football?
Man, they're both within, it's the same year, I'm assuming.
Yep.
So they're both within the last, for sure, 20 years, maybe even 15. I'm going to say 2004.
You know what? It's incorrect, but you're within the ballpark. So I think I'm going to give you about a half a point. So we'll give you that, but we'll also give you there you go. We'll get both of them in there. 2008 was the year. 2008. So
ooh, okay.
you were fairly close. You're in the ballpark. So I'll give you, like I said, half a point.
And then the reason I think I said 2004 was I think maybe that was the first year they both went Division One. So I was just assuming that maybe that year they had just been accepted into the league as well.
I was also going to ask you, the other question I was going to ask, this isn't an actual trivia question for today's show, but I was going to say, who was the last team not named North Dakota State to finish number one in the country from the Missouri Valley? But the problem was the team is no longer in the Mo Valley. They're actually in the FBS now. It was Western Kentucky, so I was like, there's no way in hell that this guy gets this question right.
I would have never even guessed that Western Kentucky was in the Valley.
Yeah, exactly. I never in a million years. I'm like, oh, I can't do that to him. All right, here we go. This one is, I guess if we're going on a point system, it'd probably be worth multiple points. but I think it's kind of up your alley. I think you're going to do well.
Okay. All right.
Give me five football players from the Missouri Valley Conference that went on to the NFL. But here's the kicker. You can only use five different teams. You can't just load up with saying like five different bison or five different rabbits. So what do you got for me?
Right. Okay. Kurt Warner.
Yep.
From Northern Iowa. Mm-hmm. I'll say Carson Wentz from NDSU.
Two for two.
Most obvious one. Adam Vinatieri from SDSU.
Oh.
Let's see here. From North Dakota, I'll say Jim Kleinsaucer.
Oh.
I need one more.
Yep. Here, I'll even help you out. I'll say the team. So you got what do you have left? There's Missouri State, Illinois State. No, I can't even think of the teams right now.
Illinois State's got a linebacker, and I'm really struggling to remember his name.
You got Southern Illinois, Western Illinois, Youngstown, South Dakota, Indiana State.
Ooh, you know what? I'll say Bo Pelini from Youngstown State.
Oh, did he play in the NFL?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Here, let's look up this bad boy. See what Bo Pelini's got on his ledger. Bo Pelini. That's pretty good. Okay, here, let's see. I'm pulling up his little Wikipedia page. Well, it says his playing career. It says he went to Ohio State.
Oh, shoot. Well, he's from Youngstown.
So you got 4 for 5. Again, I'm going to call that a correct. I mean, that's pretty dang good. I feel like you ask most people, give me five different players from five different teams in the Mo Valley. You're not going to get a lot of winners. So that's a win in my book, if you ask me.
I appreciate that.
All right, so you got 4 for 5 there. I think this point system just kind of, it's going to be pretty wonky at the end of it, so I'll just kind of make up a score at the end. How's that sound?
What's new?
All right, your last subject, the National Football League. You ready for this?
Okay. Yep.
Which quarterback is the last to lead the NFL in passing yards in back-to-back seasons?
Passing yards in back-to-back seasons.
Yep.
Got to be Drew Brees.
Yes, indeed. He went 2015, 2016, and then there was I think he was also the last one before that to do it. It was like 2010, 2011 or something like that, or 29, 2010.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah, it makes sense. He usually throws for about 5,000 yards for New Orleans.
Yep, exactly. All right, your last question. You're doing pretty dang good, if you ask me. I got two incorrects and then one half incorrect, and then that 4 out of 5. So yeah. I don't know what that score is. I'll get it later. Don't worry about it. Here we go. Last question. What city has hosted the most number of Super Bowls?
You're looking for the city or the number?
Looking for the city. Which city has hosted the most Super Bowls? And I'll clarify it in this. It's kind of like city / like surrounding area. So if the stadium isn't exactly in that stadium, they are in that city, they still count it as that city. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like if they held the Super Bowl in Jordan, Minnesota, they would still probably count it as, you know, MSP.
Right. That gives me somewhat of a hint. So I feel like it could be one of two places. I'm going to say Dallas.
I am sorry. That is incorrect. It was Miami / Miami Gardens.
Yeah. So that was my two that I had in my head.
Yep.
And Miami was probably the better guess, honestly, just Southern warm air.
Yep.
Like, open-air stadium. Yeah, that would probably have been the better play.
Yeah, so Miami, I think, in Miami Gardens, they had 10 total, and then the next closest was New Orleans with 9. And then the third one, the hell was the third one? I should have written this down.
Could be San Francisco or Santa Clara.
Oh, no, but you were close. It was Pasadena / LA. They, oh. they've hosted. I think it was like 6 or 7, because I think probably all of those almost came back within the first, 20 Super Bowls, because they always seemed like they held it at the Coliseum or Rose Bowl.
Right.
All
right,
so what was your final score? Let's see. Let's break them up here. All right, 2 + 5, carry the 1. You did pretty damn good, if you ask me. I don't know. What do you think you earned as a score? You got 8 questions, like 5 of them correct, fully correct.
Somewhere around the 5 and 5.75 or 6 mark.
Yeah. Let's give you a total. You know what? Since you're the guinea pig, we'll give you a total of 6 points, and I'll give you a nice A- on it. So well done, Zach Fars. Well done, man.
Love it. Thank you.
You don't win anything, by the way. You're not playing for Jack. It's just kind of, pride.
No, that's okay. That's basically what I've been playing for my whole life. Anyway, so.
Good point. Well, hey, thanks for playing our the worst game show around sports trivia here on the Tornado. And hey, maybe you can come back someday.
Hey, I love it. Thanks for having me.